of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, man?
Man, I'm fantastic. How are you?
I'm great.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Yeah.
A lot of fun last night.
Yeah, I saw you outside for the first time in a long time. You and your fiancé.
Outside of work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when you first walked up, it was awkward between me and you.
Why?
Because there's just a pause where you're like, I don't know. If people... Slim's like, our friendship is more than a friendship.
Yeah.
We're like brothers.
Yeah.
You know, closer family to you than I am, yeah, to my sister, without a doubt. But it's so weird that because when we come in here, it's always the same thing. Like, hey, we meet at the picnic table, we have a couple. When I saw you outside, it wasn't overly awkward. There was a second, like, do I shake his hand?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if I see a friend of mine that I haven't seen in a couple weeks or something, I'm like, hey, man, what's up? And we shake hands and like, how you doing, man? But there's nothing for me to say to you.
Right. We just
because there's nothing like, hey, how's your... Well, I know everything.
Right. I just saw you 10 minutes ago.
Right. For 5 hours.
Right.
And I've been doing it for 5 hours a day for 22 years.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to say.
Yeah. No, I'm with the
so
hug
then I
thing
just go like,
weird.
Yeah, like, because I sometimes feel like, shake your hand like, hey, man.
I just always go hug.
Right.
I feel like if we're outside of work, then just go hug. Because...
So I just thought there was a pause there, and then I just went for the shake.
Yeah. And I brought you in for that. But the same thing happened with your son, too, so it's
right,
okay.
Yeah.
He kind of goes in for the shake, and I'm like, I'm a hugger, man. I'm a hugger. Remember those guys?
Yeah.
Get over here. I'm a hugger.
Yeah.
I don't know, because what I don't know. I feel like you have an option here, which is more awkward. Is it more uncomfortable to be the person who was going for the shake when the other person was going for the hug, or to be the person going for the hug when the person's going for the shake? I think most people would say it's more awkward if you were going for the hug and the other person was just going for the shake. But for whatever reason, I just go... It's almost like rock, paper, scissor and always going paper, you know?
Yeah,
I'm just going to stick with it. And sometimes it works out fine because the other person's going for a hug, too.
Yeah.
But
I usually go fist bump. I went fist bump with your fiance.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
And then I usually go opening when we first meet each other at wherever we're at. Not the first meeting for the first time, but I go fist bump. Hey, what's going on? Fist bump. And then the departure... I go for the hug.
Yeah, departure hug is
departure
a
hug.
More
like,
common.
Hey, it was good seeing you again. You know, blah 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 blah.
Yeah. No, I think departure hug is definitely more
open
common.
Fist bump. Departure hug.
Yeah, if meeting someone for the first time, it's always a handshake, of course. But if you're meeting someone like outside of where you normally see them, a new place, whatever, then fist bump's good. I like fist
that's
bump.
That's where I go.
And that's
go
a somewhat. If you're our age, it's somewhat. Recent thing. I mean, people didn't really start fist bumping, at least older people didn't, until like the 2000s. I remember when Obama did it.
And then for like
then it really became like now car dealers and everyone else will do it. Everyone's just going to fist bump. And I'm like, I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
It's well, totally
Fauci
fine.
Fauci said we should just go to that from now on, so I just went with it. Whatever.
And it seems like a lot of people.
You may hate Fauci, you may love him, I don't know, but whatever. I don't even know if everything he says is true or not. I don't, you know, I'm not getting in that argument with you.
I don't know who he is, so.
But. He said fist bump. It was on TV one time. So I said, I actually prefer the fist bump.
Yeah, I do too. Now,
if he says something that I prefer, then I'll go with it.
What I don't know how to handle are the classy people who a lot of times, and it can even be in a work situation. It's not usually someone that you work with, but it's someone that you're meeting for work, someone through work. So, like, at our job, it would be someone who works with a band or someone who works with something like that. And a lot of times, women will still do the on either cheek sort of thing. And I don't know how that works.
Right.
And I don't know, like, are you going now to my other cheek? Are you, you know?
Oh, right.
That's very awkward for me because I don't. And also, just as a guy, I'm like, I shouldn't. If you're going to kiss my cheek, that's fine. I have no problem with it. But I shouldn't. Assume that that's what you're doing until after it's over.
A kiss on the cheek guy.
Yeah, my brother is too.
He was a kiss on the cheek guy, and the way I do it, if that's going to happen, is It's a hug on one side and the other side, but his head or face never touched you.
Yeah.
So it would be head, like, almost away from you, and then just the sound.
Right, which I think is but what the women are sometimes doing.
His lips never touched anybody.
Yeah, it's kind of like...
All right, see you later.
I feel like a lot of, and this is probably racist, I feel like a lot of Italians do it in movies.
Yeah, right?
Right? There's
so
a lot like, of kids, like that, but I don't know if they're actually kissing each other.
That's what he used to do, I don't know.
But a lot of women will still, I shouldn't say a lot, but women sometimes will still do that in a professional setting. Like, oh,
yeah.
And it's, I wouldn't say necessarily it's that they're meeting you. It's someone that you've met before.
Yes, of course.
And so you're pretending to be friendlier than you are because you're trying to be very nice to one another. You both have something to gain from each other's business relationship, whatever it is. And then you get that, oh, how good to see you.
Right, yeah.
And I go, did you just kiss me? And now you're going to the other side of my face. And I just say,
I have an erection.
Yeah, I'm just not going to kiss you. And now my back is sticking out like this.
I just bump.
Yeah. With the ladies or?
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Sorry. Last night, my youngest, Chacho, had a football game.
An important football game.
Yeah, he was playing for the championship. They were undefeated.
Yeah.
And they were playing a team that they had beat 7-0, and that other team had one loss. Which was against them. So whoever wins, then that's it.
Yeah. So it was an important game. It was a championship game. And there was a crazy thing that I think is important about this, which is that your son plays a lot of defense, and the defense had been great this year. And when we say great, I mean like...
They haven't given up a point in 6 games.
They were perfect.
They were perfect. They hadn't given up a point.
So as the game is going, and it's not like it's a real high-scoring game, and I don't think a lot of them have been this year, right?
No, I think the defense,
has been winning
Nico's team, Chacho's team, scored a touchdown.
Yeah, they had a pick six.
Right, a pick six. Mm-hmm. And then they got a turnover deep in the other team's field.
Oh, yeah.
And they ran one in.
Yep.
So that was 14-0, and that was it.
Yep. And so the game is coming to an end. We're running out of time, and it's still 14-0. And now the other team, the opposing team, did have the ball, and,
They were trying to score, Chacho's team got another interception.
And so now...
Now there's a minute 30 left. That's it. Up by 14, game over.
Minute 30. But they were deep back in their own... They were backed into their own end zone.
The 10,
they were probably... Were they at the 10? It's hard to tell.
He might have intercepted it at the 20, and then they got a penalty.
There was a penalty.
Right, so
I think
it moved it back to like the 10 or the 5 or something.
Yeah, because remember they said half the distance of the goal?
After they got the interception, it might have been like a late hit or something.
That's right, yeah.
So,
probably on my kid.
So they are, but it's still, it's first down, and they've got the ball. And on
the other team doesn't have any timeouts.
I think they had one at that point. I think they had one because they used one either right then or after first down, but the other team did use one.
Okay.
But we'll get to that because so it's first down and your son's team.
The offense has the ball.
And they line up in a formation that's not kneeling the ball. And I immediately turned to you and said, can they kneel it?
And that's what I was thinking. They must not be allowed to kneel.
But I thought they were going to kneel
it.
So if you're kind of keeping track of this in your head, I guess what you really need to know is the Reader's Digest version, it's 14-0, and the defense has not given up a point all year.
And there's a minute 30 left, and they're on first down.
Minute 30 from a perfect season for the defense.
And they're on first down.
Right.
Yes.
Just kneel it.
And so, but they line up in a passing formation, and then they pass the ball on first down. And it's not caught, and it's almost intercepted.
Right.
You're like, ooh.
And so the clock stops.
And you're going, God, why did that happen? So clock stops.
But at this point, they could still take a knee and run it out.
Right. So, but everyone at that point is like, why did they throw the ball down there?
Right.
Where they're at, it's, you know, just if they can't kneel, I didn't know, maybe they didn't have enough time. I wasn't exactly sure. Maybe the clock works different in a junior high game.
But we all looked at last
But at least run the ball. Right, at least run the ball. And we were like, whoa, why did they all pass that? Because it almost got picked off.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So.
Well, then you thought after it almost got picked off, like, okay, he's just going to run it.
Yeah.
Take a knee. Even if he doesn't want to take a knee,
he's
just going to hand it to the running back and run it. Right?
Learned his lesson.
At that point, it is risky.
Yeah.
I mean, ask Mario Cristobal at Miami. They lost a game because he handed it. Like, everybody's like, just take a knee, dude.
Yeah.
It's easy. You got this perfect season. You got this scoreless season. Your defense has scored for you. And also, part of that, too, in the thinking is, man, you've won most your games like 7-0.
It's been low scoring.
Right, 14-0. You've only scored a touchdown this time because of turnovers. Like, yeah. The other 7 points, the defense scored. So it's not like you have this Peyton Manning offense where you're like, you know what?
Let's move it 90 yards,
boys. Seven more on your ass. You don't have that.
Right.
And that's no, that's nothing on the kids, or you just don't have it. You have a really good defense, and you have an amazing running back,
yeah,
and some really good receivers and guys, you know, and that's your offense. It's not a fun and gun. Let's throw the ball 90 yards down the field. That ain't what you got.
No, as a matter of fact, you're the third quarter, right. They had the ball the entire third quarter, moving the ball down the field,
yes,
and ended up not getting in the end zone. I believe. Right.
Yeah, that was the whole quarter.
It took the whole 8 minutes. That's the kind of offense you have. Yeah. You have that offense that's going. Like, how great is that? You're up 14-0, man, and your offense took off the entire quarter. They couldn't stop it. Just ran the ball.
It worked.
And then here's all of a sudden, a minute 30 left, everything you wanted.
It felt like
you're not running the ball?
It felt like maybe this was almost like, is there something going on that we don't know about a story? There's a kid who hasn't been able to play all year, and now they're going to give him a chance because it's a two-possession ball game. There's only 90 right. seconds left. So now they're going to let this kid who wanted to be a wide receiver all season. Yeah. Play. Is that happening?
No.
But no, that doesn't appear that
it's not.
Happening.
It's all the, like the regular kids are in there.
So
he's trying. I don't know what he's doing.
Right. So, and you're right, thinking back, the other team used their last time out before this.
Before the interception.
Possession, yeah. So
they called like a passing play and it got picked off.
Yeah. So now they throw on first. We're like, why did that just happen?
Poof, right.
That was close. That was scary. Don't do that again, right. Basically, right? So they line up.
And then they call a timeout.
And then they call a timeout. Yeah. Right. They call
a timeout.
Which I
thought for sure, the other team called their final timeout.
Which the clock had already stopped, but now they're calling a timeout.
Nope, it was Chacho's team that called the timeout.
Yeah, and like, why would your team be calling a timeout in this scenario? And again, Snowcone and I think we both, you'd agree, Snowcone, we're casual football fans.
Right.
We don't need to be coaching any teams. But we're both like, what is happening?
This is Little League, so I don't know
what the rules are.
I thought they couldn't kneel.
Right.
They had to do a timeout. Like,
me too. I don't know. Maybe there's something going on. Or there's that story.
But I'm like, why the hell do you call a timeout?
But I know that if I saw this in a Chiefs game, I'd be confused.
Okay, but if you're going to call a timeout, certainly you're going to say, okay, we're going to run the ball next.
Right.
Let's figure out the next play. It's going to be a run, obviously.
I really wanted to run it up on him, and that almost went horrible. My fault.
My fault.
Take a knee.
Right.
Take a knee.
So they line up again, and when they line up again, there's no one back there to run the ball.
Empty backfield.
It's completely empty.
What the hell are you doing?
So you're like, wait a second. Are they running the same play again? Like the exact same play? It looks just like it did the time before. You know, all that time before because you called a timeout for some reason as well. So what do? I mean, people can probably guess. They throw the ball again. The ball gets picked off.
Mm-hmm.
And at that moment, I'm now angry.
Right.
I was frustrated before because I was like, I don't understand why they did that. That seems like a bad move. Now that it's been picked off, I'm angry because the other team doesn't really have a chance to win it. Although now you've sort of given them a slim chance. Yeah. And also,
the perfect season
what you have done is messed
because
up this perfect
is,
season
right,
for
so
the
what,
defense.
So what happened is the other team picks it off. They run it to about the 8,
yep.
Right? They, you know, I guess they picked off at like the 15.
Yeah.
They run it to about the 8. They get stopped. And now they're like, well, when the other team was like, well, we're going to lose, they had kind of let surrender.
Yeah, yeah. It
they're
seemed
like
they
well,
had.
Now we're not.
Right.
Let's punch one in here real quick and then do an onside kick.
Which they did.
So they punched it in and they scored. And they tried the onside kick and they didn't get it. So
no, but if they Chacho's had,
team still won. But
there was a
what
chance.
Killed me was those kids, man. Those kids knew they hadn't given up a point all year long.
Of course they knew that.
They
and
knew
I
it.
Know that because you've told me that.
Right.
And so I
and
looked over at Lazo and I'm like
I feel like the other team knew that. When they scored, they were celebrating like, not that they're gonna win,
the
but
first
like,
team
we got a point on them.
Right, yeah. Exactly. And I looked over at Lazo and I said, I understand why people yell.
Right.
I understand. Like, if I were a parent, I understand why
so
people yell.
So you watch
yell.
These kids come off who have been working for 8 months.
Right.
Really, 8 months
That's the thing,
of
as a parent, you're
practice.
Watching them work all the time
I'm
and
like
hearing them talk about practice.
Every day after school.
And, yeah.
They were practicing 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Monday through Saturday, 6 days a week they practiced since spring.
Yeah.
And to watch them, what really killed me was to watch them go undefeated, which should have been unbelievable. You guys did it.
Yeah.
To walk off that field with 10 seconds left with tears in their eyes, like we gave up a touchdown.
Because of that.
We screwed up.
If they had given up the touchdown in the first quarter, they still would have been thrilled that they won the game and it wouldn't have mattered. But it was because they were so close and it was so unnecessary. Right. It was so unnecessary.
But I don't even know that they thought right at the time, like, this was just coaching malpractice. I think what they felt was we gave up the touchdown. Something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, maybe.
Like, we gave it up. I think later on, hearing them talk to each other, like,
because maybe they're young enough to trust the adults.
They're
not removed like we are. They're in the middle of it.
Yeah, I don't think at that point, although I will say the kid who got the interception, I've coached him for a long time. Super smart kid.
Get on the other team?
The one who got the interception. The interception to seal the game. It's over.
Yeah.
He got the interception. I talked to him. He said he didn't run the ball back because he knew if he just went down there, they could run out the clock and they could have the perfect season.
He knew it when he caught it. He's got the wherewithal.
He had it, looked at the clock, and just went down like McKinnon in a Super Bowl.
Yes.
Like, if I go down, we run this out. And I was like, well, you know, you might have been able to score. He's like, yeah, I might have fumbled too. Just run this out and let's go win. And that now you look at that kid's like, well, I should have tried.
Why did I do that? Why did I do what adults do? Why did I do what they do in football? You know? Why bother? Because if he's smart enough to know that, if he's smart enough to think that in the moment, then I got to think that he was probably, at least him, and maybe some other kids on the team, had to know. Especially after that first pass is almost intercepted. They got to be thinking, why did we do that?
Right.
Let's not do that again. God, that was close because we're all going, huh. I mean, we were freaked out that they passed to begin with. And then as the ball is coming down out of the air and it almost gets picked off, you go, oh, my God.
Well, that kid just dropped it.
Yeah, he just dropped it. And you go, I can't believe this. So then to do it again, I really.
Then a timeout. 30 seconds to call the next play and line up with an empty backfield.
Again. Both times.
I'm sitting there like,
you're not even doing it. You're not even faking a handoff.
What the hell is happening?
For people who aren't big football fans, they're not even pretending like they might run the ball.
No.
They're letting the other team know we're going to pass again.
We're definitely passing it.
Yeah. It was something.
It was brutal.
I mean, congrats to your son, and that's an awesome season,
obviously.
Yeah, he
played a great game.
But it didn't have to end like that.
No, and that's the thing. Like, you put in all that work, and then you walk off the field, and you should be happy. If they lost, they lost. That is what it is, you know, but you know, and the other part of that too is like, you're kind of like, okay, you know, hey, they're in the eighth grade, coaches are whatever, I mean, you know, they get paid, but I'm sure it's not much, but also like, if you're gonna, you can't do that and also make my kid, and I'll just use it, because make my kid sit out a series because he was late to practice playing pickleball.
Seriously? Right.
Like, if you were going to take it so seriously that everybody is held to a standard, then you have to hold yourself to that standard.
Agreed.
Now, if they're just like, hey, let's go out here and have fun and play some football, boys.
Yeah.
Then okay. And then if he was like, we're a minute left, we're slinging it, baby.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay, well, that's how we've played all season.
Good experience.
But when you are, when you're suspending kids and, You know, making them miss series and, you know, not letting them play because of grades and all those things. Like, hey, we're going to treat this like college and you're men.
Yeah.
And, you know, the rule is, you know, if you're worried about your kids playing time or whatever, you don't talk to me. Your kids talk to me.
Yeah.
They can come to me first. Right. Like, it's all like, hey, we're getting you ready to play high school football. Let's go. You're going to have to start acting like men. And then you're like, dude, what are you doing, man?
Right. Well,
you
then why do that?
Made this entire game about you.
Yeah.
That's what you did.
Yeah.
You made it about you.
I guess so.
Right? Like, it was about whatever you wanted to do. You didn't like the other coach. You wanted to score more points on him, whatever it was. You made it about you and not them.
Yep.
Right? And if I'm guessing, under your kind of rules there, that if any kid on that team would have made it about them and not the team, because, you again, use my kid as an example who should have gotten in trouble, he made that day about him because he went to pickleball and didn't come and join the team.
Yeah.
So you said, hey, that's harmful to the team. You can't play.
Right.
Then you can't make it about you.
Right.
You can't make it about grudges against some other coach you don't like or whatever it is. You take the knee there because that's what's best for the team. And even, you know what? Maybe even in another world where, like, you know, he's a volunteer coach, doesn't know that much about football. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I'm honestly like, whatever, dude, whatever. Like,
right.
You know, I've had my kids play baseball for people. I'm like, well, this, you know, you probably shouldn't try to steal home with two outs.
Right.
But, you know what I mean?
Right.
But, like, whatever, it's fine.
Exactly.
You know?
There's an age.
You know, right. I'd probably walk down to the little fence over there and smoke a cigarette and be like, Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's me as a parent. I get it.
But this is now,
it's like you're taking it serious.
You got real uniforms. You're getting ready for high school. This is, you know.
And
you're
putting the pressure on them.
Yes.
So then you have to do your part. You have to do it. So anyway, I was glad that you got to see it because I do come in bitching about sports a lot or excited about sports. And there couldn't have been a better game for Chacho and his, what, six uncles last night? All you guys there, right?
Yeah.
Matt, Mike, Snowcone, yep. Slim, Brooke. Yep. He had his own
freaking out.
All his uncles there cheering him on.
We're all angry about that.
And then everybody just left after a 13-year-old football game. Like, this sucks. And they won.
I was so angry. I know. I was so angry.
Everybody's like, I don't understand this. This is stupid.
Get me out of this parking lot.
Do we get the religious tax break for this?
That's a great point.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know. Could kill you.
Murder hornets.
Corpies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo! We're doing the news.
Well, do it, you big gangly son of a bitch.
You just call me Arnold Palmer. Tua. You're a Tua fan. You're a Dolphins fan because you like the uniform. And I like South Florida. Who doesn't, right?
I like Miami. But I like Tua.
Tua, he's had
like
a rough
Tyreek.
Go.
Reek.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
I like Waddle. I like them all.
Well, Tua's had a rough go of it. You know, when he's playing, he's good. He's been good. Right. But he's been getting injured a lot.
It's in the head.
He's had three confirmed concussions, right? I think he's had three. Mm-hmm. And, that's confirmed. So people are starting to worry about his health, and there's been talk about should he come back. The thing is, Tua is now ready to come back to the team. And, of course, everyone on staff, coaches and everything have all said, look, we're going to be very careful. We'll keep an eye on him. We want to listen to what the experts say. Apparently the experts are saying that he can come back. But then you have the armchair experts who are just looking at this saying, but should he come back? I saw the coach of the Raiders, Antonio Pierce, in a press conference talking about Tua saying, I've never seen someone get hurt like that many times. Like, your health is worth more. Your safety is worth more. You should. So there are people who have been, like, in the league, like even NFL players and staff members who say, I don't know if he should be coming back. But he wants to come back, and Tua says, look, this is what I do. This is what I love. If it kills me, I'll die doing what
Tua
I love.
Tua Tagovailoa says he has been symptom-free since the day after his most recent concussion.
I appreciate your concern. I really do. I love this game, and I love it to the death of me.
Tua steps up. He's going to run for the first down and takes a shot.
I'll just tell him to retire. It's not worth it. It's not worth to play the game. I haven't witnessed anything like I've seen that's happened to him three times.
But Tua says he's determined to keep playing.
Do I want to be, known for this? No, I don't, but that's the cards I've been dealt with.
That was Antonio Pierce in the middle there saying, I've never seen anything like that. So what do you think?
What do I think?
I mean, I guess I know what you think. You think, get back in there, you big baby.
I think it's his body.
His choice.
His choice. He has full autonomy of his body, and the decision should be made between him and his doctor. And if you have an opinion about it, you can shut up about it. It's his body, his choice.
I wasn't about to give an opinion, obviously.
I'm just saying, in general, I see a ton of people talking about it, like, I can't believe he'd do this, blah, blah, blah. Really? It's his body, his choice. He has complete autonomy of his body. He doesn't need you or anyone else to tell him what to do with his body. It is his brain. It is inside him. That gives him full authority to make those decisions. He clearly has spoken with a medical professional, and that medical professional has cleared him to play the game.
What about?
I would even say if the medical professional didn't clear him, but there must be some rules in the NFL. So let's just stick it with that. It is a decision to be made between him and his doctor.
What about the NFL? Should the NFL be more concerned about how this looks and making sure that they take care of their players and say, "Hey, this guy's been hit a lot."
The NFL clearly sees it my way that they believe in choice.
Well, I'm sure that's how they feel.
And they believe in full autonomy and that he has been cleared by his doctors to play. That's so, it.
You don't think the NFL has any responsibility to make sure that the players are as safe as they can be?
I don't need outside entities telling someone what to do with their body. Ever.
Okay. Okay.
Period.
Okay. So.
Full stop.
So, you're ready for him to come back, is what you're saying.
If he has decided to do that and his doctor and they have made a decision together, then yes.
Okay. Well, you know, he could start wearing one of those funny looking helmets. What do they call it? The angel helmet?
He should wear one, but.
What do they call it?
Guardian
helmet.
Guardian, yeah.
You can start wearing one of those. Well, no one wants to wear one of those. It's like being a kid wearing a helmet on a bicycle.
Do they wear those in games?
Yes.
It's
up to them, right?
Well, yeah, but Jabril Peppers wore one.
Did they wear them in games?
This year.
I think they said you can't
wear
one.
And then he immediately went out, I think, like the third week after. He was the only one wearing them. And then,
yep.
I think, forcefully assaulted someone with a firearm. And
oh, Jesus.
Oh, what?
Jabril
Peppers.
Girlfriend.
He's the one who was wearing the Guardian helmet?
Yeah.
Oh.
He went to Michigan. Same dude.
I was talking to a friend about the Guardian helmet. He's like, you know, I don't think he's wearing it anymore. And I said, well, he probably got made fun of.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I just assumed you get made fun of so bad from the teammates that bust your balls so much that you're like, all right, I'll stop.
Well, he had a great comment about it. They were like, you know, he's like, yeah, whatever. I want to be able to remember my grandkids' names.
Of course. Look, I get it. Logically,
make
it makes
fun of me
sense.
Whatever you want. Right.
But the same could be said about, you know,
well,
a kid with
other
a helmet on his bike.
Well, I thought
like,
it was just a
regular reason
bike,
it's dorky.
You know.
Why are tons of
what I really
dorky?
Think they should do, this is just me, what I really think they should do is I think from as young as they play tackle football, all the way up through high school, they should be mandatory.
The Guardian helmet?
Yes. So the Guardian helmet be mandatory all the way through high school. That way, when you get to college, now at that point, when you're in college, it's your body, your choice, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But I think we just make fun of people when they get a haircut.
Right.
Like, look how weird their hair looks.
Yep. Wow.
Everything. Any sort of, like, look at you. You shaved your beard. You look older or younger or whatever, right?
Like an alien.
But if we just got, like, you know, it wouldn't happen overnight, but in the course of 10 to 15 years, we'd just be used to seeing kids playing football with those Guardian helmets on, and then it wouldn't be weird for a dude to put it on in college.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? It would slowly get it. There was a time when I first started watching hockey where guys didn't wear helmets.
Right.
And then they slowly started putting in the helmets. And then it was only guys who were grandfathered in who never wore the helmet. And then after a while, those guys were gone. And then everybody had a helmet on. You don't look at a hockey game today and like, that's so weird seeing them in helmets.
Right.
Right?
They look
but that
ridiculous.
Took a time. And I remember seeing dudes without helmets like, man, that dude's badass. He played before the helmet rule.
Right.
Right?
Sure.
But now they're all gone. And there's a helmet.
And you're
rule.
Used
like,
to it.
Pretty easy to do. Just do that. And you can tell kids, like, hey, wear the Guardian helmet.
Yeah.
So if you want to play football in sixth grade, you wear the Guardian helmet.
That's how we do it.
Right.
Yeah. And it won't take them long to get used to it because they're kids.
Yeah,
they don't
right.
remember much of anything because they haven't been
around
very long.
Face guard in baseball. Remember how
exactly.
like how can you
yeah.
see through it? You know
yeah.
now like 50% of the guys.
Now
wearing.
The glove I'll never get used to the sliding glove like that's
yeah,
just
oven
mitten
thing.
The little mitten yeah. that's bad.
Yeah,
it's
I don't
so
love it.
Uncool. And
I don't love it.
I mean, come on, why? It's so uncool. They should look at that and go, okay, this is not worth it. And I know it shouldn't matter. But it looks stupid. It just looks stupid, and some things just look stupid.
I will say, it is stupid, and one of the funniest things that ever happened. So my oldest son is a catcher,
yeah,
and he's a big, strong dude, and hits for power, but I would not say he's a threat on the base pass.
Mm-hmm.
But he hit a single one day and grabbed one from the coach. People were dying laughing because he was doing it as a joke. He's putting on a big sliding.
Yeah, because they're funny.
All right, boys, here we go. I'm going to go ahead and try this.
They look
on my
dumb.
Sliding mitt. You know, try
I
to steal
them.
Off the pitcher. Oh, it's funny.
I hate it.
That's how
I mean,
ridiculous they are.
They look so ridiculous. You've got a mitten on. And, Soko, you don't watch a lot of baseball, so when was the first time you noticed those?
I just looked them up.
Oh, you didn't notice it during the playoffs?
I had never seen him before.
I heard a lot of people complaining during the playoffs because I think they hadn't been watching much baseball until playoffs.
I'd never seen him or knew about him.
And it's just like, yeah, those are so dumb. They look ridiculous. And they're never going, I'll never get used to that.
Right.
Now, maybe people that grow up with it, they will because they'll know. But I think it might be so dumb that even people who've cool ones. That's like saying they sell cool helmets,
like ice cream cones and stuff.
They
like,
sold helmets with fake mohawks on them when I was a kid. Oh, yeah, you know, bicycle helmets. Cool. That wasn't cool. You know,
I never had to wear a helmet, but I did see sometimes younger than me if I'd be driving in my car, I'd see young kids with those mohawk helmets. I'm like, oh, that's badass.
Trying to make cool like that, just drawing more attention to something like that. I
never had to wear one. But I was like that kid. You know, there's four kids with the little helmets on and one with the mohawk on it. I'm like, I like the mohawk guy.
Well, maybe some people
like
them.
The ones that also I saw kids wear. I'm guessing because I'm older than you. You guys had to wear helmets. The ones that look like school bicycle, motorcycle ones that were like, you know, one-piece cap things.
But with like a face guard on it?
Yeah,
yeah.
I remember kids wearing those if they like on dirt bikes.
Well, no,
they
like wear a face cap. Like,
but a full helmet that came down over
there. No. Like a little cap thing. Like, picture someone riding in a sidecar in 1960.
Oh, like a skullcap helmet.
Yeah. Those are cool looking.
But did it come down?
No.
Okay, yeah. Huh. Yeah, you still see those today.
On like a leather strap.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but I never wore a helmet on my bicycle, and none of my friends did. There was one kid I knew, and he was a little bit younger than me, but that was because his dad was an emergency room doctor. But I kid you not, because he had to wear a helmet, as did his older sister, if they wanted to ride bicycles, they just didn't ride their bicycles. Really, ever, when people were around, they just stood there because they didn't want to ride bikes with us and have to wear that helmet. I know it's stupid, but especially if you're in the minority like that, it's bad. I see kids in my neighborhood riding their bicycles, and I'm still not wearing helmets. I kind of thought that would have changed. Mm-hmm. But it seems like most of them don't wear helmets. Not even when they were little. There was no age where they wore helmets on their bicycles.
I had helmets for them, but then I'd be like, hey, put your helmet on or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
I'm not chasing them down the street. And right. I'd see them coming back without their helmet on. I'm like, God damn it.
Yeah.
Put your helmet on. But in my head, I'm like, I don't care.
I'm happy for these kids I see.
Look, hey, I know it's good for you. You should wear the helmet.
They should.
You know, hey, when I was a kid, my dad didn't put me in a car seat. He just threw a cooler of beer between me and my sister. It was like, stand your side.
Yeah, and hand me a beer.
I'm not saying, like, I should do that with my kids. So
right.
I understand the importance of probably the sliding gloves, the helmets, the guardian cap, everything.
Of course, it's always safer.
I get it. But again, we just don't like things that are different.
Also, you don't want your kid to get made fun of. So now it's like, I want to keep my kids safe, but I know I can't do everything to keep them safe at all times. There's nothing I can do to get rid of all risks in life. So then you have to make those decisions like, what about the helmet? Do I force him to wear the helmet on the bicycle, or do I let it slide? I know that he's going to get made fun of if he wears the helmet on.
I don't think he would. I think most kids wear the helmet. So.
Do they? Okay. Yeah, I figured by now they would, but it just came up the other day. We were walking the dogs and saw a group of kids riding their bikes by, and I was like, they're not wearing helmets. I wonder. Now, but then it could also be that they leave the house with their helmet on, and then they go hide it somewhere. I don't know. But I would think that's the kind of thing that maybe people get used to. Look, they banned got rid of the motorcycle helmet law in Missouri. People just stopped wearing helmets. Before, you wore a helmet because everyone wore a helmet. You had to. When they got rid of the law, even if you wanted to wear the helmet, you're like, well, now they're really going to make fun of me because I don't have to wear the helmet. You're like, damn it. It was always guys like us who are happy about the law.
I'm not wear a helmet.
Yeah, I was always happy about the law because I'm like, we got to wear them. Sucks, doesn't it? Yeah, well, you know, big government.
Your body, your choice.
Yeah, well, that's how it is now. So I was just like, I'll just sell the motorcycle, I think.
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock. It's time to doom scroll.
You don't know, could kill
the murder hornets.
Groupies infected monkeys.
The only news that matters with the most trusted name in the business. This is Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo. It's not great.
I'm sorry that happened to you. It's a bad, bad hand you were dealt. But tomorrow is a new day.
Me and my tuna fish. And the crackers all broke.
Well, they don't come with enough crackers to begin with.
Right, and now they're broken. Now you're broken. Tuna with a little plastic
tuna. You have to pile 7 ounces of tuna on each cracker, because I don't want to eat the tuna without some cracker.
I just did.
I know, but you don't want to. It's not great. You need crackers. It's like, how much does an extra cracker or two cost? I'll pay it. I will pay it.
I think they do it so you think you're getting more tuna.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe.
It's like the old slip, the, what are they, you know.
Are they just the size of the
slip
packaging?
And insert or whatever.
I don't know. But they all do to all brands have the same number.
Jag and Move. What do they call that?
I don't know what you're talking about. Jag and Move?
Yeah, like
Bait and Switch.
Bait and Switch.
Oh, Bait and Switch. Yeah. Okay, yeah.
Slip and Enter, whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Slide and Move.
Yeah, those are things too, I think. The news. A woman in Ohio. I already feel bad for her, right? She's in Ohio. She's 77 years old. And
she's a whore.
She was involved in some harmless banter.
A 77-year-old whore.
I don't know where you're getting that. But she was involved in some harmless banter.
You think she's a whore, Snowman?
With the...
I mean, she's in Ohio.
Yeah. And she's 77.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know any 77 non-whores, do you?
Mm-mm.
Okay. What about your mother?
78.
Okay. Well...
That was a fun year.
This woman was involved in some what she said was harmless banter with a 58-year-old guy named Arthur Osborne over at their apartment. They're joking around, laughing, apparently, you know, according to her.
Mm-hmm.
She says that as they're joking around, this guy, there's a gun, and this guy says, you know, shoot me. I mean, who doesn't, you know, joke around and say, shoot me with that gun?
Shoot me
that and
gun.
She thought that it was unloaded. She thought that there were no bullets in the gun, right? And so she pulled the trigger. And when she pulled the trigger, oops, turns out it was loaded.
Damn.
And she shot him in the groin, which ain't great. That sounds painful. But she did try to render first aid. She tried to give him help, tried to perform CPR. But she couldn't save him, and he died. I mean, getting shot in the groin and dying that way.
Why'd she shoot him in the wiener?
That's
is that what
good,
he said?
That's a good question. I mean, she's saying
said,
that...
pointing at my wiener.
Right. I just,
no guy says that.
I don't think they do.
Not even if it's empty.
I really don't think they do, but, you know...
No guy says point that at my wiener.
She says it's just harmless banter, and he requested that she shoot at him.
In his wiener.
And she doesn't mention that part. Like, you know, did she just happen to shoot him in the groin? I don't think so. She's going to say that she was, you know, I was aiming at his head, and I shot him in the groin. But she says she would never shoot someone. Never. And it does seem like there are some people, the judge almost felt a little bit like maybe he felt sorry for her. Like maybe she didn't know that this gun was loaded. Maybe she didn't mean to do this. She certainly looked scared. And she did try to, she called 911 immediately. They're not arguing that. But prosecutors say it doesn't matter. You can't point a gun at someone and pull the trigger. You never point a gun, he said, at anything unless you plan on destroying it. And doesn't matter if you think it's loaded or not. You just don't point a gun at it unless you're planning on destroying it. So I'm sorry, but even though you're 77 years old, Kathleen Geiger, you are going to have to face the music. And that could be some prison time.
I'm so sorry for your loss, ma'am, but this is a serious allegation.
Cincinnati police say the shooting happened just before 8 o'clock Sunday night. Geiger reportedly told investigators she and 58-year-old Arthur Osborne were getting into harmless banter when she says Osborne jokingly told her to shoot him. Geiger says she thought the gun was empty. She pulled the trigger and fired a single shot at his groin. Court documents say Geiger tried to give Osborne medical aid and called 911. But when police showed up, Osborne was already dead. In court, prosecutors did not ease up, saying Geiger needs to be held responsible.
You never point a firearm at anything and pull the trigger unless you intend to destroy it.
I want to know what their relationship was, because none of the articles say. Every article basically has the exact same description. They give their ages, they give their names.
I still told you when we started this whole thing.
I know that she's a whore, and he was there buying her services. I mean, that seems odd, but...
Why?
Well, I don't know. This guy in his 50s, 77 year old, that's what he's into?
Huh. That's a good point.
I mean, mature for him.
It's Ohio, though.
I just wondered if they were related or if they were, maybe they were dating, you know? I don't know. Maybe it's a nephew, but it doesn't say. I feel bad for the lady. I'm going to go ahead and say if I'm on the jury, she can
Guilty.
Go. No, she can go.
Execute her.
Nah, she can go. She seemed like she was really
guy
crying.
Guy died from a bullet. You know what? Well, we don't
yeah,
want.
Yeah, but she cried about
out.
It. She
we don't want in this world is for like there to be precedent that it's okay to shoot dudes.
Well,
in the
and I would make it very clear.
We
got to
come down hard on that.
You bleed out from it.
Yeah, from being shot in the wiener. You have to, like the government has to come down hard
it's
on that.
The waist, like you're not supposed to die from that.
Yeah, but it was an
in
accident.
The wiener, though.
Lots of bad things happen that are accidents. You know.
No.
And, it's
be
it's
no
always,
accidents
it's
where
tragic.
Women shoot dudes in the. That's it. You shoot a guy in the wiener.
He asked her to.
You get the full force of the law.
It's his body, his choice. He asked her to point the gun at him and pull the trigger. It was just a little harmless banter.
No,
I mean, come on.
I don't think he did.
Well, now what? You just don't believe this old woman?
I don't believe her.
You don't believe this little old
lady?
Because
I know that guys aren't... If she said... He said, look, I got a bulletproof vest on and shoot me here. No guy said, point the gun at my wiener. It's never been said.
Wow, so you don't believe this little old woman?
I don't. I don't think they could have been jerking around. No.
Point it
at my wiener.
Yay. Try it. Hold it.
Point it at my wiener. No guy ever said, point it at my wiener.
Okay.
It's too scary.
I've just never known a woman to lie before. I know they're capable of it. It's just so rare. And then you add the fact that she's elderly and... That usually means she's pretty close to godly, you know, a little old lady. What's sweeter than a little old lady? She just looks like a...
She shot a dude in
And she's devastated. Absolutely devastated by it. She shot him right in the groin.
Right.
And tried to render aid. I mean, how do you render
mouth
aid
mouth?
That? Right, that's what I'm wondering. Like, what do you do there to render aid? Do you guys remember the woman who... I mean, this is just one of my favorite stories ever. She poisoned her boyfriend and killed him. Why? Because she thought that she would get a bunch of money. Why did she think she'd get a bunch of money? If you look at pictures of them, they don't look like they have much money. Well, she thought that he was receiving a very large settlement. Millions, as a matter of fact. Millions and millions in a large settlement. And she also believed that because they'd been dating for so long, they were common law married. Mm. So she thought, I'll poison this guy with antifreeze.
Smart.
When he dies, I'll get all that money that he just fell into.
That's a smart plan.
But there's a couple problems here.
Oh, no.
One is common law marriage isn't a thing in North Dakota where they live.
Oh, boy.
The other is there was no $30 million settlement. That was a scam email. It was literally one of those junk email scams that says, hey,
she murdered him.
You're eligible for a large cash settlement. $30 million. I mean, that's not suspicious at all. You're going to get $30 million. And so she believed this. They believed this. And then she murdered him with antifreeze. Now she should get punished. I mean, that's
well,
cunning.
How did she murder him?
She poisoned him with antifreeze.
Like, how much time? Though?
I don't know how many times she gave it to him. They did make it seem like she was putting it in his sweet tea maybe more than once. But, she killed him with antifreeze, which has got to be up there as most painful ways to
really?
Die. So that's what
I
they
thought
say.
It was delicious.
No, not taste. The pain of the death of being poisoned by antifreeze. They say it's horrible.
Really?
But, like, your throat starts to fill with basically canker sores. You're getting... sores all over, the poison's trying to get out of your body, and your insides are on fire, you're sick, you're nauseous constantly, you can't eat anything, drink anything.
But, like, it goes on for a while?
It goes on for, it takes a while. It takes
a
while.
So does this guy go to the doctor, and nobody caught it?
Well, that's the thing, because at first, when people are poisoned, a lot of times doctors are perplexed. They're like, what's wrong with this person? We're going to run all these tests. And because what they don't think is this woman probably poisoned him with antifreeze. And a lot of the traditional toxicology reports or tests that they run at hospitals don't look for antifreeze poisoning.
They probably should.
So now they probably should. I think if it's a guy and he has any type of relationship with a woman,
check.
If he's married or if they live together or whatever, you should probably check to make sure. Yeah, because she's probably poisoning
him. That's a very normal thing for women to do to men.
I know. Sometimes they do it a few times before they get caught.
Peckers.
Like, boy, you got a lot of husbands die. And then they finally go back and realize, oh, she poisoned every single one of them.
Yeah.
But this woman wasn't even married. I mean, this whole thing is so stupid. The $30 million, I don't know what's the single dumbest part? Thinking that you're going to get the $30 million when you see that email?
Keith Bragg on our Twitch
thinking
says, this is a good question. He'd take that over a bullet to the junk. What about you?
Boy. And the bullet to the junk is killing me like it did that guy?
Well, they're both going to die.
Yeah, I'll take the bullet to the junk.
Not
just based
me.
Off what I've seen in these things, these people being poisoned, it takes a long time to die from the...
No.
I don't want to take it either. I'm not volunteering here.
We had received phone calls from some of the victim's friends who told us they believe that he was possibly poisoned by Ina. There were a couple containers. One was a Windex bottle. The other one was a beer bottle believed to have antifreeze in them. There was a belief that if he wasn't in the picture, she would be entitled to any settlement money through that common law marriage. Right. That kind of changed as the investigators informed her that we don't have common law marriage in North Dakota.
And also there was no $30 million. So that's like if you wrote that into a script of a movie or TV show, you'd say that's so dumb.
Yeah, but just, now they could make that movie because it's based on true.
But now it's truth. You say based on an unbelievably true story. Yeah.
How old were they?
She looks like she's in her 50s, probably. Ina. She definitely looks like she could be my Aunt Ina.
So who would you have play them?
Oh, it's one of those things. I mean, I'll show you a picture of her. It's up to you. Glenn Close has been doing a lot lately. Maybe they put her in some makeup and have her. I can see Glenn Close doing it. Give her the wig. This woman doesn't... I mean, how much you need her to look like this woman?
No, you don't. Just a story.
Okay, then yeah, go ahead and go Glenn Close. Well, I guess she's already played the crazy...
Yeah, we don't want that.
Yeah, girlfriend, okay.
They've been done. Sorry. And she just played the old woman in that Hellbelly
thing.
She
keeps playing old women now and stuff because she's an old woman, I guess.
Oh, boy. I want to say William H. Macy for the guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
William H. Macy.
He just looks like he could be from North Dakota.
The guy definitely looks like my cousin, my late cousin.
I see him.
He looks... I mean, if my mom told me that was a picture of him, I would believe that
that'd
was
be William
him.
H. Macy. Perfect. He could pull that off.
See if Twitch can see
that
it.
That was a good call on my part.
But, you know, $30 million... I'd like to see the original email that they got. That would be great. I want to know what this email was that they saw that said, you're getting $30 million settlement. Like, a settlement for what? A settlement for an accident that you were in? Or you won $30 million? They kept using the term settlement, so they must have thought that they were owed money for something that happened. Was their house flooded? Like, where's this $30 million settlement coming from that it's believable to them? But they believed it. She also believed that they were married, which they weren't. And then she killed them and thought she'd get away with it, which she couldn't. So now she's going to prison. She got 25 years. 25 years is not long enough.
Jane Lynch.
Okay. For the woman?
Yeah.
That sounds good. Jane Lynch is good. She'd be good.
Jane Lynch, William H. Macy.
I like it. We'll call it what? Common law. There you go. Oh, boom. Done. Good. Sell it to Netflix.
Write a treatment.
We just did.
I'm on it.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, have AI dictate it.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, I'm on it.
Time to pass the collection plate.
Give with a joyful heart, and you will be blessed.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
So, should men still pay for the date? First date, specifically. There's a lot of first dates these days because people meet on dating apps, so then they have to go meet someone, right, and then it doesn't live up to their expectations. Because
I always take care of all the booze in my kitchen.
Take care of all the... Oh, because they come to your house.
Yeah. Right, I only go to my kitchen.
Right. But if you go out, a lot of people go meet somewhere.
I don't do that.
A lot of women don't want to meet at someone's house for the first time.
If they don't want to meet in my kitchen,
yeah,
then I don't want to meet them.
Yeah. Maybe they feel like they already know you, though, because you're on the radio. They've listened to you. That might
work. They know what's going to happen.
I'm sure a lot of guys would have a tougher time with, like, just come to my place. Not saying it doesn't work. I'm sure it happens. But it might be tougher to say, just come over to my place. My name's Steve. I look like this. You'll recognize me. Just knock on the door. I'll come down and let you in. Maybe it happens, but I would think it happens less. I think a lot of those first dates now have turned into coffee. That's what I've been told. I think maybe Snow Cone's the one that told me that. People don't want to spend a bunch of money, get their hopes up, I guess, on these first dates because they go through a lot of people. Because kids today, man, they just expect the world. They expect to be swept off their feet and have Ryan Gosling come, you know, live act The Notebook. Was he in The Notebook?
Sure.
They have The Notebook become real life, and whatever they do in that, they expect that to happen. So there's like next guy, so you get back on the dating app, and you have to meet somebody. So you go through all these first dates. So guys end up going on a lot of first dates, too. Should they have to pay for the date? Now, I've always felt like I would like to be able to pay. I would be quite embarrassed if I couldn't pay. There's been times even where it's not a first date, but I've gone out to lunch or dinner with someone that I was dating. I'm like, oh, crap. I don't know how much money I have right now. You know, you'd be like, you got the hibachi or whatever. Well, I might be thinking of it, and I'm like, what are we going to do? We're going to...
Then she says hibachi?
She says, like, this is where we're going. Yeah, and I'm like, oh, God. So I just kind of hope. One time I went out with the girlfriend. She wanted me to introduce her to her dad. And I was very nervous because I was like, I cannot afford much. So we went out to eat someplace on the plaza, of course. Mm-hmm. And I'm just sitting there the whole time thinking, this is going to suck so bad. I'm going to have to do the thing where I get up and go to the restroom right before the bill comes and hope that, you know what I mean?
He gets it.
But this guy offered to pay real early. And I was like, oh, no. And I put my dead card out there.
Yeah,
you know,
right,
like,
sure.
You know, we can split it. And I'm thinking, like, don't even do that. I shouldn't have said that. He's like, no, please. I insist. And I was like, oh, that's too nice. I'll get you next time. And I'm thinking, Because I mean, I don't remember anything else about that lunch. I don't remember. Probably water. All I remember about that lunch is being so nervous about that bill coming the whole time. But I like to be able to pay, especially on a first date. I want to be able to pay. Maybe that makes me old-fashioned. But now they say people are more likely to go Dutch. Well, this girl on TikTok has gone viral because she says, no, I refuse to split the bill on a first date. Kind of sounds like she's saying she refuses to split the bill ever, but she's definitely saying she refuses to split the bill when she goes on a first date with someone because she says that women already spend much more money and time prepping for the date than the guy does. The women have to get their hair done, their nails, they have to get something cute to wear, their makeup, which they have to get at Sephora or whatever, and so it's expensive. Guys just kind of show up. Hopefully they're showered, and then, you know, maybe they comb their hair, and they show up. Girls, she says, spend much more money on stuff trying to impress a guy, and also they like to have an outfit that maybe there's not a bunch of pictures of, because it's safe to assume that if you're going on a first date, this guy has found you on social media now, scrolled through a bunch of pictures. So girls get nervous that, oh, I don't want to show up in something he saw me wearing on Instagram last week. So they feel that they should go get a new outfit as well. Now, I'm saying you don't have to do all that.
No, of course not.
But I understand that I'm not a woman, and they are the ones who decide.
Are we meeting at this place, or do I got to pick them up and put them in my car that I got to make a payment on and put my gas in there?
She doesn't go into those details. It sounds like you're meeting, though. It sounds like you're meeting for a date. So I don't know if guys, how often guys come to pick girls up for a first date anymore. I think most people meet. Do they meet Sunkone? You just pick a place and then they meet for the first date?
Typically, yeah.
If you had a girl say, like, come pick me up at this time in recent years?
No.
Okay. I would just think if you hadn't met him before, they'd probably say, we're going to meet at a public place. Because there's always just that little bit of a fear that maybe this guy's going to kill me. So let's
maybe
meet somewhere public.
Maybe she tries to poison me. I don't know.
Well, right. Maybe she tries to poison you. But it's usually the women that are afraid of the dudes.
No, so really? Because the two stories we've heard so far, one dude got shot in the nuts and the other one got poisoned. So
checkmate.
You don't have to tell me. Don't have to tell me. The math just doesn't work out. I don't know why women are so scared of dudes. But she says, we have to spend all this money getting prepped. So the least you can do is pay. I mean, I don't think that it makes that much sense, like, logically, what she's saying, because we're not asking to do all that
and
stuff.
I'm just saying, is so when she buys all that stuff, is it only for this date?
That's what she makes it sound like, right? I'm going to get my nails done and my hair and all this stuff for this date.
She take them off after the date?
Right.
Does she never use that makeup again?
Right.
Does she, like, come on.
She also talks about how much time it takes to get ready, which, you know, that's, I guess, time is money. But how much time it takes to get ready, and she's saying that's worth money, too, because
I hate her.
You hate her? I figured you wouldn't like her very much.
I hate her.
And you're all about paying for it, which is fine, but I knew you wouldn't like her.
I hate her.
Yeah.
For those reasons, just say you think guys, you have old school traditional values.
Exactly.
And you think guys should pay. Don't start saying like, oh, well, I had to buy new makeup. Well, you didn't have to buy new makeup.
Quit trying
you
to had makeup. Justify it. Yeah.
Well, you didn't go out today and buy new makeup just for this date. You had it. And if you did, you'll use it on the next date with somebody else. So
right.
It doesn't make any sense.
Make it sound like you're going out shopping
for a wedding.
Before
I even meet you, I know you're a lying.
I don't know if you can say that.
Well, I can say that.
You get her. I think the whole thing, right?
You can say it.
You just can't say it on the radio, is all. But I'm with you. She doesn't need to justify this whole thing and try and make up these excuses. It's totally illogical. No one's asking you to do all this stuff. If you were pretty enough in the first place, you wouldn't have to do all this crap and spend all this money covering your face up and doing all
that. After the date,
you know?
Do I get to keep half of the makeup?
Right. You're going to give me that stuff?
If it didn't work out?
Yeah, exactly. Here's my nails.
Because you're keeping the full dinner.
Right.
You're keeping the full drinks.
Yep.
Everything that we paid for, you're keeping. So the part that you put in, do I get some of that back? If it didn't work out, I get some of that makeup, some of those clothes.
Huh? Right. Not to mention how much dinner costs now for two people at a restaurant. Right. If you go out to a decent dinner,
I hate her.
It's going to cost you over $100. You don't want to hear her. I promise you don't want to hear her.
I do.
No, it's just going to make you angry if you hear her. She talks a lot and she's...
Play it!
You're not going
to
like this.
I refuse to split the bill on dates because I'm actually splitting the bill before I even get to the date. Let me explain myself. Regardless of the cost of the check at the end of the date, I am spending money to show up. As soon as I have a date scheduled, I book a cycle bar class. Then I get my eyebrows done. I see Kaylin at Bespoke Brows because I am not bringing a unibrow to happy hour. My eyebrows are probably the most complimented feature I have. So we just do a quick tweeze session to clean everything up. The tweezing is painless. These are the best results I've ever seen. My brows look amazing and I have no breakouts. chapter.
Just an ad.
Even though I don't think my date cares about what my hands look like, I feel the need to get a manicure before showing up. But this Japanese gel manicure was $75 whole. Even if I had my manicure and my brows done earlier in the week, it still takes a whole entire day to prepare for a date. Like planning my outfit, planning my hair wash schedule, being mindful about what I eat before the date.
This is the best part. Be mindful about what I eat. Get this.
I love garlic knots. I'm not having garlic knots to pregame. There are so many different factors that go into me preparing for a date, like me even checking for my gray hairs. Like simply showering, doing my hair and makeup, and picking out an outfit could be 2 hours. Meanwhile, the guy hasn't had a haircut in weeks and shows up in the outfit he wore to the office. And then a guy is going to ask you to split the bill on a date when he won't even split the conversation. It's always one-sided conversations with the guys that ask to split the bill. A guy like that doesn't even ask you questions about yourself. Meanwhile, I put so much energy into leading the conversation on these dates. I look amazing. I bring a killer personality. I spent all this time and money to get to the date. I am not taking my credit card out once I'm there.
This is rage bait. And it was an ad for that eyebrow place.
Well, she mentioned several places.
Can I see her face?
Yeah, but she specifically mentioned the shop and how great it was and how easy it was. That was an ad.
You don't want to see her face, Laszlo. All right. This is her. Hold on. She's already ready for the date. Let me show you what she looks like as she's getting ready for the date. By the way, I like the idea that you're like, I need to book a gym appointment. It's like, well, it's a little late for the gym if you're going right before the date, right? I mean, why do you need to go to the gym right before you go on a date? What is that going to do? Is that just going to make you feel better? That part you can leave out. But
she's ugly.
Well,
that's not what I was expecting. That's not how I thought this was going to end.
Yeah, just, no.
Did you think she was ugly, Snow Cone?
No. I thought she'd be hot.
That's sexist.
Yeah. That's I thought sexist. She'd be real hot.
I mean, yeah, you got a lot of nerve.
Yeah. A lot of nerve.
She's got a lot of eyebrows to pluck.
Yeah, her parents really did a number on her by telling her she was perfect when she was little, because she is not.
Well, at least she doesn't eat garlic knots when she pre-games. Appreciate that.
And I wonder why the burden of conversation is on her.
No kidding.
Those guys are like, damn, I thought you were hot.
Yeah, they really get paid for this.
You believe this shit?
The Church of Laszlo.
Amen, brother.
98.9 The Rock.
Oh, I forgot to ask you. Did you guys hear about that guy in Montana? Snow Cone's a political junkie. There's a guy running for Senate. Yeah, you're the guy who knows about what's going on in the world of politics. There's a guy who's running for Senate in Montana. Do you know this guy?
Mm-mm.
And he's a Navy SEAL. I mean, that's pretty cool.
We're off to
a good
start.
Right? Yeah. And I don't think you can. I mean, I guess you could lie about being a Navy SEAL.
Is he Republican? I assume
someone
in Montana?
Will find out. Yes, because he's trying to beat that, what's his name? The incumbent guy, right? Because they got a Democrat, I think.
Okay.
You know, the guy with the buzz cut? I can't think of his name because I'm not the political junkie. But anyhow, this guy is running for Senate in Montana. And I don't think there's any dispute that he was a Navy SEAL, that he did tours like in Iraq, Afghanistan. I think maybe he did tours in both. But he got a Purple Heart for some sort of injury, but then he also got shot in the arm, okay? And I guess there was some story that said that, you know, he got shot in the arm in battle or whatever and kept fighting. I don't know exactly what the story is, but I do know that I guess yesterday a park ranger stepped forward and said, hey, I'm a park ranger, and I remember this guy.
Yeah.
I remember writing him a ticket or citing him for illegal firing his gun where he's not supposed to, or firing it in the wrong way or whatever, because he accidentally shot himself.
Oh, boy.
That he says, he's like, I know it's him, and I know that he shot himself in the arm. And this guy, of course, is like, oh, this is just my opponent trying to.
At the time, she claimed his gun fell out of the back of his vehicle and accidentally fired with the bullet hitting him in his arm. She later admitted that wasn't true. He and his campaign then said the injury occurred in 2012 while she was serving in Afghanistan, telling the Washington Post he didn't report it at the time because he received no treatment for the injury, and said it didn't affect his ability to do his job, and that she wanted to protect his platoon mates by not triggering an investigation.
Protect his platoon mates. Sure. Don't trigger an investigation. It's not keeping me from doing my job as a Navy SEAL. But what's weird is if he shot himself in the arm, and then the way that they said that, like, and then later said that that was a lie. Like, wait, so you're saying, okay, I lied about shooting myself in Montana. I actually got shot in Afghanistan. Is that what you're saying? I mean, my whole thing is like when you run for office,
they're going to find
they're
out.
They're going to look into that stuff.
They're going to look into it. Like I served in Afghanistan as a Navy SEAL, and I was wounded in combat.
That's the big one.
People look right away. They're like, oh well, let's. I don't know if they're trying to do a gotcha,
right?
Or if they're like, let's just find out the story. What happened to him? It's interesting,
right? Exactly.
But they're going to find out.
But exactly, one way or the other,
whether
they're going to find out.
Doing a gotcha or, you know, a newspaper trying to write a story. They, you know,
yeah.
They're going to find out.
Yeah. I just
don't lie about
stuff
that.
Stuff is always crazy to me. Well, you had that other guy in New York who just lied about everything. He lied so much that they were like, yeah, I don't even know.
Oh, yeah.
What was his name? I read half a book about him, George something. I mean, he just made up everything. Where he went to school, who his family was.
Oh, that's right.
Just all of it. And I sometimes look at that and I almost respect it. Like, man, you know? Because look. It can work for people in
life.
Santos, yeah.
Santos.
It can work for people in life. I'm sure there are lots of CEOs who lied along the way to get
a CEO. Of course, until
you
put it in the public.
Right. When you are running for public office and you say, I got hurt, like you said, especially some sort of military thing. But I will say, my understanding was he says, hey, that's not true. I did not hurt myself. This was not the accident where my gun fell out of the car or whatever.
So what happened then?
He's saying that his opponent is lying. Well, the park ranger is saying, I know it was him. And he's saying, no. It happened overseas.
What are they saying overseas? There's nobody there to corroborate it?
That was it. Just said he didn't bring it up because maybe he's got someone to corroborate it now. But as of this morning when I was reading about it, it was just basically this park ranger versus him. Park ranger saying, no, I'm positive. I remember you. So, yeah, I mean, who do you go with just on the face of that? Is it possible that a political campaign could convince a park ranger to, you know, sure, some sort of elaborate, like, hey, you know, make people think that this guy
have
lied about an injury.
Have you illegally discharged?
No, I don't believe I have.
Me neither.
I don't believe it. Well, I mean, have I or have I been cited for it?
Oh, have you ever? Well, have you?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think so.
Time for a smoke break.
Fire it up.
The Church of Laszlo on 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
I'm looking at what young people say makes us look old.
Mm.
And I'm like, well, you know, can I avoid some of this stuff? But I mean, it looks like I'm pretty much screwed because one of the things is that kids think that anyone born in the 1900s is old. So
way back in the 1900s.
Yeah. So if you're over 24, there's really no fixing that. But, there's other random things.
Okay.
How many of these things do you think you do?
All of them.
Use the crying laughing emoji. Yeah, you just used it on me the other day.
Yep.
I like it. Look, you know, I'm not going to sit there and try and keep up with these trends and look like a fool. Because I think it's more foolish for an old person to try and keep up with these trends and be a step behind. Like, look, he's trying so hard.
Yeah, right.
Just go with what... You know.
Go with what Apple wanted you
exactly.
to.
Exactly. Go with what
it's
makes
crying
sense, by the way.
Emoji laughing
crying
for a reason.
Laughing. Yes, he's crying laughing. Ha, that's
right.
why
Not
it
crying,
exists.
Crying, crying. That's confusing.
It is confusing. Well, the skull was super confusing,
yeah, right?
too. Oh, you're dead. Okay, gotcha. So, yeah, just don't even try. It's like keeping up with slang. When you do it, Laszlo, it's tongue-in-cheek. But if you try and actually work in stuff like bet or whatever,
Scrivenity.
I don't even know what the slang is, then, you know. It's just...
Skibbity.
Skibbity's one of them now? Skibbity?
Hmm.
I don't even know what skibbity means.
Don't worry about it.
Do they still say on fleek? Do they say no cap? Do they still say that?
Shut up, you old head.
Do they say that?
Hmm?
Old head? They don't say, okay, boomer, shut up, boomer. They
old
say,
head.
Shut up, you old head?
Bet.
Crying laughing emoji, I do, and I'm going to keep doing it. Another kid's, this guy says that he was told after he tossed something in a trash can from a few feet away and said, Kobe, when it went in, that made him sound old because he said Kobe.
Oh, yeah.
What? That's ridiculous.
What do they say now?
Well, I don't know. I don't watch basketball.
Jordan. That was Kobe. Is there someone before that? I don't know. What, like, did my dad say Koozie?
That's what I'm wondering. Come on. I think it's just... These people are legends, right?
Well, maybe there's a new one, though. Maybe they're like, you know, maybe when they shoot it, they say, like, you know, I don't know.
I know, LeBron?
Curry.
Right.
They could say Curry.
They might. Maybe that's what they do.
Chef.
Yeah. What do you say?
Kobe.
You say Kobe?
I do.
I would say Jordan, probably.
Really?
Yeah.
Kobe.
Jordan.
It's Kobe.
It's Kobe?
Yes.
It's always Kobe?
It's
well,
Kobe.
At the craps table, people say Jordan.
Yeah,
but,
Jordan.
Of course, they're probably looking for 23s. But... I hear people say Jordan. I mean,
yeah, it used to be all the time. Jordan.
But you're saying it's only Kobe,
I've always heard Kobe.
And that's just specifically if you throw something in the trash?
Yeah, Bomb Pop says it now.
He does? Mm-hmm. Well, he's not old. If he says it, then I think you're fine, right?
I just heard his dad say it.
But he's heard me say it.
Yeah.
Give me another shot.
Well,
they say Clark for Caitlin Clark.
Oh, they do? That's right. Yeah. That's right.
Really? Totally forgot. So then they miss? if they're further back?
Uh-huh. Very funny.
They don't dunk it?
She doesn't miss.
And they don't get a rebound?
She gets plenty of rebounds. Having a Hotmail address or a Yahoo email address, of course. You know, I think that makes people, even now, you know, like, when someone says, what's your
didn't you have Hotmail? Yeah,
my brother has one.
Oh, okay. I know I've seen a Hotmail.
My brother, I'll go to send him stuff, and it's at Hotmail. I'm like, does that still work? Like, is there an
app?
Does
it still work?
I don't know. It must, because that's how he gets stuff sent to him, I think. Maybe he just uses that old Hotmail address for his Gmail. You know how that whole thing works, or his Microsoft? I'm not sure. But, yeah, I can't imagine if there's an app for that. Someone was talking about... just even bringing up the fact that you get annoyed when there's ads on YouTube, you know, because I've caught myself the internet is broken. Yeah, because there used to not be ads. And if you mention that there were no ads on YouTube in the past, or that you used to have to watch commercials before videos on the internet, that kids think you sound pretty old because they don't remember a time when they could watch videos online without ads. Which is kind of crazy. I mean, I guess it has been a while. One of these people said that they found out that they were old when their daughter called them out for even owning an iPad. I didn't know that was uncool. I don't have kids, but I don't have an iPad either. But
right, me neither.
I didn't know that was uncool.
You have an iPad?
No.
I do.
What's
on it?
Nothing. I learned my lesson.
For people who just
this one is not connected to my phone at all in any kind of way.
He used to record sex with people on it.
Yeah.
That's not true.
And then he was dating a girl living with her.
No, not surreptitiously. It wasn't on the iPad.
Well, whatever that word means when people don't know that they're being filmed.
She told me to record it, and it was with her phone, and then she texted it to me. Because my iPad was connected, it also sent to my iPad, which
like
I was unaware of.
Sent to his girlfriend.
So, the new iPad I have,
a picture of him,
which I have it right here on me. If you want to look through it, you're more than welcome to.
Hammering out someone else.
Yeah. It looked like you used the iPad camera, which, by the way, they said using the iPad camera, even older than using the iPad. And then, of course, this goes without saying, if you still have an iPod, then you're really old. Because they're not old enough. Young people are not old enough to have ever had an iPod.
Snowpad and stuff.
Huh?
That's why you hear people call him Snowpad, just like you know, pick up on it. Because he filmed sex, somehow it got onto his iPad.
It's right here.
And the girlfriend that he was living with saw it and then broke up with him.
Yeah. Where were you? Like, what were you out doing that day when she went on your iPad?
I was here.
Yeah, so you were real sad. You were at work.
I was here and I hadn't heard from her all day. And it was really weird that I'd hear from her. And then I started I actually figured it out before I found out what it was. Like, I was sitting here, I'd not heard from her, she wasn't responding, and I was just going through, what the hell happened? Like, what is going on? And I figured, maybe she opened my iPad.
You really thought,
And for some reason, it was on there. And then I got home, and her stuff was gone, and the iPad is on my bed.
And was it opened up to you?
No, I don't think so.
It was just on the bed with a note?
No, it was just on the bed, and I somehow already knew that that's what it was.
So then did you open the iPad? Was it on that video, or was it just...
I can't remember, honestly. But, I mean, I talked to her after that.
You did? What did you text her and say, what's the deal?
We actually started dating again.
You did?
Yeah. And it didn't work out, but...
Because you cheat on her again?
No.
No.
Because
you cheat on everyone you ever date with.
No, I don't. Nor have I. We started dating again a little bit for a few more weeks, and... decided it wasn't just going to work out. So
you can't get past the iPad thing. That happens. Yeah. I get it.
And when you keep doing it,
but you saved
it. I'll give you another chance. You're like, how about another one?
Not what it
you
was.
Saved the video and pictures, right?
I don't know.
If you got dumped over it, you might as well keep
it. I don't know where they're at now.
You showed Slim a picture.
Showed me in when we were on the trip, and he showed me on the iPad.
It wasn't on the iPad.
Outside on the street, he had his iPad with him.
Austin, and it was my phone. And you always misremember what that picture was.
Oh, I don't misremember what that picture was. Yeah. It was her ass.
Yeah. Oh, it was?
Uh-huh. Yes, it was her ass.
And they love when we talk about it, so.
Who are they, dude? Are they them?
Who's they?
No, both of the girls.
Oh. There's two girls in that picture?
No, the one that
I only saw one.
The one that
they don't like it?
I didn't know they
listened. I know the one that was in the picture is not a fan of it.
No.
Oh, well, she looks great.
Is she listening right now?
She looked great.
I don't know.
Does she have a nice ass?
Yeah, she's really pretty.
Really nice eyes.
Mm-hmm. There, does that
Why
make
you
feel?
Cheat on her?
No, the one that was in the picture.
Yeah, really the one in the picture.
Oh, the GD.
Yeah.
The GD.
There was a reason.
The cheater? She was really hot.
There was a reason he was cheating.
No, she was really hot, too. I mean, I dated her. Come on, you know?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
There was a reason he was cheating.
Really?
I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
He didn't like her because she was a little
kidding.
Religious.
They were, she was pretty. Religious. I don't really know what the other girl looked like.
So that was a shock to her? As a religious woman, that you would have filmed the sex between you?
She wasn't that religious. I don't know. Can we move on?
Well,
I'm just curious what
we can.
Sure.
Okay, go ahead. Do it then.
Next thing, people who still have CDs in their car, kids think that makes you old. Well, of course. Yeah. How do you throw away a CD collection, though?
Yeah.
I've got that giant book. I mean, Brooke actually likes to listen to them. I don't ever use them, but I'm not going to throw them away. I threw away my DVDs and all that stuff a long time ago, but I can't get rid of the CDs. I just can't. Did you get rid of yours?
Yeah, I don't even.
You don't have any of them?
No.
Oh, I've got. What about you, Snowcone? Did you save your CDs, any of them?
They're somewhere, but I don't know where they're at.
Like in the jewel cases or just in one of those car
I think I'm
carriers?
One of those car things, yeah.
Yeah, I got one of those, but then I do have a box full of them that are still in the cases. There's no reason for it. I mean, what am I ever
going to
do?
I walked
those?
In on you in the tank room.
What about it?
That was the same girl, right?
No,
I think
that
so.
Wasn't.
That's what I was asking.
Oh, that was a different girl?
Yes.
Wait, that was a religious girl, though.
But
right?
You were dating the same girl.
No, and I wasn't dating anyone at the time.
I thought you were back with the girl at that time. Oh.
Okay. That was Great White Buffalo.
That's who you were back there with?
Yeah.
I thought you never hooked up with Great White Buffalo.
I never did.
Well, you did.
I thought you said they were hooking
their
up.
Their pants were down.
We were in the opening stages.
And he
with pants down?
So Lazo stopped.
Pants around the ankles.
Yeah.
Lazo stopped Great White Buffalo?
I mean,
that's how close you were?
That's how close I was.
You were about to.
Yep.
All of your dreams,
yep.
Hopes,
yep.
Aspirations, sexual
yep.
fantasies.
And Lazo walked in.
And then what? You stopped because of that? I mean, in that moment.
I mean, trust me, I didn't care, but.
I didn't say anything.
She wasn't.
Right, so why does it matter? I'd say, oh, right, she probably didn't like it. I get it. She saw Lazo come in.
I don't think so.
From what I remember.
But you didn't say anything. You just walked in.
I think we heard the door open.
Yeah.
Did you just back up quietly?
No, I was like, look at that.
Or did you keep watching?
Snowco's got a white ass.
Well, yeah.
When you said Great White Buffalo, I thought you were making fun of his ass.
Man,
you know my feelings on Great White Buffalo. I was that
He
close.
Was in love with that girl for so long.
I was that
and
close.
She kind of let him on a little bit, or maybe really let
she
him on.
She was not leading him on that night. They both had their pants on.
I never
back
knew
the bar.
That's who this was. That's
yeah,
crazy. Because I thought nothing ever happened between the two of you.
I mean, some stuff, but nothing, you know, didn't seal it.
Wow. Man, that's quite a. And then you couldn't. I'm sure you tried after that.
Oh,
to,
yeah,
let's do
course.
It again, and
yep.
just never.
I'm still trying. My God,
just couldn't get the right combination of desperation and alcohol or whatever it was that night that led her to be in that. She didn't seem like the type really to be doing it in the kitchen at a bar.
I'm pretty sure he was.
That he was in the act?
Yeah.
And he's trying to act like he
trust me,
never.
It had to be. I mean, I don't know what your game you were
very close.
It was.
Close
I don't know what
you
else
be.
You'd be doing.
Yeah.
Like, in that position, there's nothing else you could be doing.
Snow cone?
I'm telling you, it didn't happen.
Well, I mean, but what
I would certainly say if it did.
But it was like this.
Were you...
It wasn't like that. You're misremembering.
Were you wet humping? Like, is that a thing?
No.
I don't know if that's a thing.
Sounds gross.
Well, I know, but you got your clothes off, so it wouldn't be dry humping. Down.
I was standing here, she was standing here, and
your
face
was she was facing you?
Down. Yeah.
And you're both
pants.
Of you had
I
your
think
pants
we were,
down,
like, making out, and you know, hands were going places, but that was it.
And then so, but your pants were down.
There his pants were down.
They were starting to come down. Yeah.
No, his pants were down.
But hers were up.
Why are we on this now? Can we move on, please?
Well, I'm shocked you don't want to talk about this. Congratulations. I didn't know you ever made it that far with her.
Yeah.
Wow. You think ever? Is she still single?
I check every now and then. I think she is now.
Yeah, she just seems
why don't
like.
You call her?
I should.
She's, right now.
Yeah, give her a call. Give her a call. Give her a text. Give her a text at least, and let's see how she responds.
Just text and be like, hey, what's up?
Maybe she's ready now.
Okay, I'll text her and say what's up.
Did you hear they open up the tank room again?
It does take some getting used to.
The Church of Laszlo.
Okay, everybody just calm down.
On 98.9 The Rock.
Yo.
Yo. Well.
Well, what? Well, what?
You've said it before.
What have I said?
You can do just about anything in life if you just pretend like you're supposed to be doing it.
Sure.
Act like you know what you're doing. Pretend like you've been there before.
Sure.
If you do that, most people leave you alone.
Confidence is pretty strong.
Yeah. And I got a pretty good example of that, except it didn't end. I think if I'd been doing it, it would have ended better. Okay. For this guy, it didn't end perfectly. But it doesn't mean that you shouldn't try, kids. It's always worth trying. If there's something you want to do and you're not able to, if you need tickets to a concert, you want to go to a house party you didn't get invited to, whatever the case.
Just have sex with a girl in a tank room?
Exactly.
You want to film your sexual escapades on an iPad?
Just do it. Like the old Nike thing.
Yeah.
Just do it. And pretend
What's
like...
What's the worst that could happen?
Pretend like you didn't think this was... That there was any doubt that this is what was going to happen, right? Mm-hmm. Like this was... We've been planning this for months.
Yep, I like it.
And here we are.
Why? What are we talking about?
Well, I'll tell you about him here in a sec.
98.9 The Rock. Your home for the Church of Laszlo. Church of Laszlo.
So, Miami. There was a Taylor Swift concert. I think we actually talked about it the other day because apparently it's the end of this... The beginning of the end of this whatever.
She debuted the new Reputation costume.
What's that mean?
I haven't heard that. I heard that Dave Portnoy was there, maybe.
Yep, he was.
Hold on. What does that mean? She debuted the new what?
During her Reputation era part of the set, she came out wearing a new, you know, skin-tight suit.
Oh.
People went crazy because it was a new one.
Oh, so she wears, like, a similar suit for all the shows a lot
of
times?
Yeah, every era she changes costumes, you know, into, like, the whatever she was wearing at that time in that era. So her Reputation era, she debuted a new one. It's black and it's got, like, a gold snake thing on it.
What's the Reputation era?
That's during her album Reputation.
What era is that?
So this is like WWE
after
eras?
1989. That was an album she put out. That was one era. The next era is when she kind of went back. She started kind of going after Kim and Kanye.
What time frame?
2016. I'm going to say.
Okay.
And so
what era is this now?
We're currently in the Reputation.
We're currently in the Tortured Poets Department era.
Oh, okay. But why? So then, why did she just debut an old era?
Well, the Eras tour, she goes through all the eras she's been through, and she wore a new costume.
Oh, is it a leotard like what you used to wear?
Kind of.
Because she wears
like
a lot of those.
One leg covered, one leg's not, and it's
is that what you had?
Just Google it. New Reputation.
No, he
did
just
you
had
have one leg or both legs?
No, it was just a
leotard.
You didn't have
leotard.
Either legs?
No.
But didn't you
I
say
I can't imagine being sexually attracted to you with you not having pantyhose on. With those translucent white legs,
yep,
man.
Yeah, I know.
Didn't you say you had ballerina flats on, though, or something? She made you wear shoes?
Nope.
Oh, so it was just the leotard.
Just bare feet?
Mm-hmm.
Just bare feet and a leotard?
From what I remember, yeah.
Hmm.
Not even scrunchy socks?
No, I don't think so.
Huh. So weird.
I like to see in silver scrunchy leotard. Socks, maybe.
Do you know who that woman is and have you looked her up?
No clue.
You don't know how to find her?
No idea.
Do you ever wish you could look her up to see what she's doing now?
Seen them again. Don't know why I was there to begin with.
Wait, him? I thought it was a she.
No.
Don't remember seeing them. Okay, yeah. Gotcha. Because, I mean, if you could keep an eye on her, you'd want to make sure that she doesn't babysit your kid or something.
Don't know the name.
You know?
Don't know anything about him.
Oh, yet. That's frustrating.
Frustrating for him or for you?
For me.
What about you? You ever see the lady that you had sex with?
Yeah.
You hang out with
her? I mean, I don't ever see her, but I've seen her online.
What'd you say her name was again?
We can't do this because we got sued last time, Snowcone. So, you know.
Not if it's true.
We didn't.
Yeah, we didn't get sued at all.
Well, the station. Our boss said stop talking about it, so.
Not about this.
Anyhow, the Eras tour was happening in Miami. Mm-hmm. And why was this the beginning? It was the beginning of the
last
By the
way, if you just turned in the show and just learning about it, Snowcone got abused and was put in a leotard as a child. And some past says he was abused because he got to have sex with a hot chick when he was young. So, well, you know, two different stories here.
I believe your abuse. Our friend Abigail was at the Miami show. Her and her dad are big listeners. So shout out to them.
They're big Taylor Swift listeners? Oh, listeners of
She's
us.
A big Taylor Swift fan. She was at the Miami show. I saw on Instagram. And well, her dad listens every day, and he's awesome, too. So shout out to them.
A 44-year-old guy got arrested at the show.
Why?
Because he was down on the floor, and I guess he's... It started to make some people suspicious because he didn't have a ticket to be down on the floor. He didn't have any ticket, it doesn't sound like. But he's got a suit on and he's got a badge. And he tells security or whomever, you know, the ticketing people, and like, hey, where's your ticket? He's like, I don't have one. He says, I'm a security guard. I was hired by four women to escort them to the show and to keep an eye on them at the show. I was hired by them. And I guess they must sort of believe him, so they go to, they say, where are the women? He's like, they're over there. They go and ask these women, like, hey, do you know this guy? And they go, yeah. So, you know, okay, that's a pretty good start there. But unfortunately, they said, you know, did you hire him to be a did you hire him? And they're like, yeah, we hired him. So you, and now at that point, you're thinking, like, you got away with it. That's it. We're like, well, you know, I don't, you can't really hire security guards. And like, wait, security guard. We didn't hire him to be a security guard. We hired him to give us a ride to the show. He's our Uber driver.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, my God. So, like, so close. But he, look, now he got arrested. I don't know how much trouble
he
did.
Why did he get arrested?
Because he wasn't supposed to be down there and he was
falsely. You get arrested for going on the floor of a show?
No. You get arrested for impersonating an officer.
Oh, horse ass. He said he was a security guard.
That's
he didn't
what
say
I'm
he was a police
saying.
Officer.
That's what I'm saying. He says he's a
security
guard.
He said he was a personal
guard.
Security.
I think that's.
You don't get arrested for
that's
pretending.
Not an officer.
You can be personal security.
Right. And if someone is a security guard, I don't say, excuse me, officer.
Right.
Because they're not officers.
Exactly.
That's insanity. You're a security guard. I say, okay, dude, right. You got it. Or whatever I say.
Right.
But I don't say officer.
Thanks, Ace.
You're not a cop.
Good job, sport.
Not an officer. Yeah, this
guy
got arrested for impersonating an officer.
You don't get arrested for sneaking out on the floor at a concert.
No.
You don't have a ticket.
You just get kicked out.
What's the difference?
That's it. You just get kicked out.
Or told to go back to your seat.
So then you get arrested because you were wearing this badge impersonating an officer. He was impersonating a security guard. Impersonating a security guard should not be an arrestable offense.
No.
It should be a escort him out of the area offense at most. But that's it. Like, that's the max. But I will say that if this guy, and I wasn't there, I didn't watch him, I didn't see his behavior, but if he had acted a little more confident, I can almost guarantee he would have gotten away with this. We have been, well, Laz and I have worked in radio for a long time.
Yeah.
And there have been many
seven
whole weeks. And there's been many instances where there have been things that we wanted to do, shows that we wanted to go to, places that we weren't supposed to be or couldn't get into.
That's wrong.
And I just pretend. You just act like you're supposed to. And people will say something to you, excuse me. You just go. And part of it, too, is that you act a little bit annoyed, but not overly annoyed. But you got to act a little bit annoyed, like what? You know, and like, hey, and don't stop walking.
Yeah.
Keep walking when they say, hey.
Right.
Say, what? And they're like, what are you doing? You're supposed to be here. Tell them why you're supposed to be there as you continue to walk. Because that really throws them.
Yeah.
And they're like, okay, that guy seems like he's probably supposed to be here. It can be anything. You can say that you work for the venue. You know, I work for this place. I work. You know, I'm here. I got to go check. We got a problem downstairs. We got a chick who drank too much, and we're going to see if she needs medical attention, whatever it is.
That's a good one.
That's, you know, you can do things like that. When I went to the Ashley.
I'm a medic.
Right. When I went to the Ashley Simpson concert, I said I worked for Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
I said I worked for Rolling Stone. Now, I also had printed up like some sort of fake badge, but I didn't know what the badges were going to look like.
Yeah.
So I just had some sort of sticker, and I said, hey, and they're like, that's not the... And I was like, because I worked for Rolling Stone. And you just keep walking. How far did I make it? How about into Ashley Simpson's dressing room?
Yeah.
That's right. Into her dressing room is how far I made it. That's pretty good.
Not bad.
You just have to pretend like you're supposed to be doing it.
What about that one time I'd made that little thing and got into that Diddy party?
Yeah, that was pretty impressive, too. That was impressive.
You were with me, Snow Cone.
Yeah, I produced it.
Yep.
Yeah. Snow Cone was the driver. He had to go drive around.
Yeah, I got arrested, and they let you to stay and party.
Well, it was a good party.
Yeah, I've heard.
So we've heard. We wouldn't know because we never got invited.
Kind of worked out for me now, but I was pissed at the time.
Well, of course. But, you know, it is what it is. Laz always gets to do that stuff.
I know.
Diddy parties, Kanye parties, Jay-Z parties, whatever he wants. He does it. You know why? Because he acts like he's supposed to be there.
They didn't start calling him freak-offs till he showed up.
Yeah. I came in and said
that. He brought the freak.
Hey, there was a white party, and I was like, let's get our freak off.
Yeah.
They were like, hey, who wants to get the freak on? And I said, I'm about to get my freak off.
Yeah.
It just stuck.
Yeah, that's when I got
stuck. That's how
I
became
out.
A freak off.
That's the moment I was escorted out.
Yeah, right when things are about to get good.
Up next, speaking in tongues.
The Church of Laszlo. On
98.9
The Rock.
Hi.
Well,
that's it.
It's a wrap, as
man,
they say.
That was a really good show. Whew.
What?
All I'm just saying, I thought it was great.
All that leotard talk and Great White Buffalo and iPads and everything get you all worked up?
No, I'm just saying I thought the show was funny from beginning to end. I thought you guys were really on it today.
My side hurts from laughing
really so hard. Really on it today. Really, really
it's
on
gonna
it.
It's going to take me a while to recover. But, yeah, I had fun with you guys. What are you doing tonight?
Nothing.
No football championships.
Sports are over for a little bit, huh?
Yeah. So
I'll just go home, maybe take a little nap.
What do you do? Just take a little nap? You know, I really like taking little naps. When I get home now, I take a little nap about 4 out of 5 days a week.
Really?
Yep.
How long?
It's usually about 45 minutes. My dog wakes me up. It's like an alarm clock. Basically, he's like, okay, we got to go for a walk now. But sometimes an hour, you know, just depends. But yeah, I like to sleep there for 45 minutes to an hour.
Is that a lazy boy?
I just lay down on the couch. I don't have a lazy boy.
No?
No. I just laid it on the couch.
Why don't you get a Lazy Boy?
You see my house, there's no room for a Lazy Boy.
You're an old man, though.
Yeah, but there's no room for a Lazy Boy. No room for it.
I feel like you could put one somewhere. I'll figure it out.
There's no room. There's literally no
okay,
room.
Okay, sorry, man.
You think I haven't thought about this?
Oh, okay, sorry. Well, I don't know. Who do we talk about today? Did you guys learn anything?
No, we talked about the security guard. Talked about Taylor Swift.
Our friend Abigail and her dad, the Taylor Swift concert.
Yeah, talked about... we talked about Tua.
Tua.
Good show. Yeah. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo. On 98.9 The Rock.